everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite band in person or maybe being there in the crowd to cheer on your favorite team. Well, with the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, you can go to the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. All you need to do is use the Vivid Seats app to purchase tickets and start earning today. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code ESPN25 for 10% off your next order.
Feast your eyes. A panel with a new floating face in space. Say hello to David Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Huzzah! Yeah.
All right, David.
Yeah. It's happening!
It's happening.
Give the people what they want today on How the Buccaneers Beat the Pants and the rematch, Rams and Saints. Let's go, Jacoby. Say it with me.
Woo!
Yes, yes,
yes, yes.
Tony,
yes.
Is that a white shirt?
Yes.
Don't trust
white.
Him, David. David, don't trust him.
Non-black element.
David Jacoby comes to us from New York City. Jalen Jacoby, the national love affair. He's a noted tastemaker, sneaker wearer, ESPN senior rec league analyst. Jacoby, tell us your life story. Start at the beginning. Leave nothing out. You've got 5 seconds.
I've got a lovely wife and 3 kids. I love smoothies, and I am the sweatiest pickup basketball player.
And that's 5 seconds. All right, your timing is pretty good. Jackie Saramina, that's who you're attacking today. We'll start with Buccaneers 20, Panthers 14. How the Panthers played it with game on the line. That's where we're going to start. Christian McCaffrey, I mean, not Cam, a direct snap running to the other end of the earth, and nothing. Mina Kimes, first to you, thoughts on that play call, what it means, and what it doesn't mean.
I don't hate the call. It's fake Philly, Cam's leaking out, you've got the fake reverse. Hargraves, the cornerback, did a great job of reading it. But obviously, the quarterback sneak is the better option. Cam has run more quarterback sneaks since 2015 than any other quarterback, and he's converted about 80% of them. The fact that they didn't go there leads me to believe he's not right. And all other evidence points to that. He hasn't been running. He's been inaccurate, throwing all over the place, 80% completion to the left, 40% to the right last night. He was accurate at the beginning of last season, so this isn't a career problem, but for this season, it's concerning. Mm-hmm.
You know what's concerning right now? That you've got 12 points and everybody else is playing for a second. And the stats there is really incomprehensible that he is that much going to left, going to right, that there's that much disparity. Right, Mina?
Yeah, it leads me to believe there's something wrong with the shoulder. Mm-hmm.
Sarah Spain, let's bring you in here. What did you see on that last play call specifically?
On the last play call, I think, don't they always say the shortest distance between 2 points is a straight line, not running to the left for 30 yards and then trying to cut up? But again, I think Mina's right. There's clearly some reason for it. And even though Cam Newton hasn't shown us his legs at all, and he showed us a little bit more of that deep ball, I do think you have to wonder if they just don't have faith in his physical ability right now to make a sneak play. He had that injured foot in the preseason. There may even be a part of that foot that's hurting him when he plants. That might be affecting his throws, maybe even more than that shoulder. Or it could be mental, since this is a guy who hasn't picked up a win in months and clearly is struggling. I don't hate the play call. If it had worked, we probably would have all said this is what you do when you have a quarterback who doesn't look right. And to that last point you made, I think he might be Derek Zoolander. He just can't go left.
Jacoby goes left, he goes right. But we want it right down the middle here, Jacoby. Your first answer and around the horn. Play call for the Panthers last night.
I'm shocked that my esteemed colleagues actually are supporting this play call. If faking a reverse, not fourth and one, fourth and inches, we're faking a reverse, direct snapping it, not to the quarterback, and also Christian McCaffrey, plant your left foot and get upfield. The decision to run this play was worse than the decision to wear whatever Cam Newton wore yesterday.
Jackie McMahon, you want to give us the play call, and then I want to go deeper on Newton.
I'm going to welcome David to the show and say he's absolutely right. And I know that Cam Newton is banged up. He has to be banged up or we wouldn't have all these things going on. All right, I'm going to give you points, David. See, that's what nice people do on the show. And I'm the only nice
And she's calling you David, which is just incredible. I mean, that's great right there. Okay.
There we go. But there's clearly something amiss. I will say this, Tony. You know what I did like about Cam Newton last night? This is the only thing. I really like the fact that he said, you know what, I can't even look the defense in the eyes because this is all on me and I'm going to take blame for this and I'm going to take responsibility for this. That's not a Cam Newton I've ever seen before, and I was impressed by
it. Okay, can we talk a little bit more, though, about his space right now, because zero balls completed downfield in week one. He threw a couple last night and completed two, but that's two we're talking, just two. How much of a problem do you think that is injury, Mina? How much do you think it's conditioning, or is it just something more that you're beginning to wonder, is this fixable?
I think it's injury. Like I said earlier, he was very accurate in the first half of last season before he hurt his shoulder. But as far as the long-term ramifications go, it actually reminded me a little bit of how he looked in 2017 coming off the surgery, and he did get better. So this doesn't mean his career is over, but the season, looking over.
Darius Spain?
Yeah, it's tempting to call him washed, but I will say the combination of the injury to the preseason foot, the shoulder recovery coming off that injury, these are things that can get better, and I'd hope that they would later in the season. I don't think we can say for certain he'll never be who he was before.
The Panthers have lost 9 of their last 10 games dating back to last season. Where was Greg Olsen in this game? I mean, Cam Newton obviously is the heart and soul of their team, but there's some other things going on as well.
Little shine, anyone, for Jameis Winston? Sarah Spade, I know you've been slow to give that. You also had this game wrong, so I'm going to dock a few points. You were the only panelist on the show yesterday, but you should wear that one. Jacoby, first to you. What did Winston do well last night? And what maybe did you see from him that Bruce Arians might be saying, yeah, that's why I took this job?
Well, Bruce Arians might be feeling that way this Monday, but somebody tells me the future Mondays he will not be feeling that way. Like, sure, he got a win. It was great. But this was his first road win in 13 games. Like, let's not forget, just, you know, last week, week one, he threw 3 bad interceptions. Like, I think Bruce Arians will probably regret this more than he pats himself on the back for taking this job.
And Jacoby, you do know today, not Monday, right? Okay, I know you're focused on this show right here. Mina, Jameis Winston, and whether maybe, well, this week he showed you he's got something.
Sure. I was more impressed by Todd Bowles than Bruce Arians. Jameis was efficient and he avoided mistakes. But this defense was very good yesterday, a defense that was not supposed to be good. The secondary in particular is extremely young. That's Bowles' specialty, and they look great.
Right. We've been horned. We'll move on. Also, thank you, Sarah. Sorry, we've been horned. We'll move on. All sides pointing towards Antonio Brown active for the Patriots Sunday versus the Dolphins. Adam Schefter reporting the NFL will not invoke commissioner's exempt list. And the NFL continue its investigation. We know they have a meeting with the alleged victim whose accusation started a civil lawsuit in the upcoming week. Jackie, how does it all strike you?
You know, I hate to say this, but it strikes me as business as usual for the New England Patriots. You know, it's been revealed that the Patriots did not know of this pending civil suit before they signed Antonio Brown. Here's my question to you. If they had known, would have it made any difference? The Patriots take chances like this. They don't care, but Bill Belichick doesn't care what anybody says or thinks about this. He cares about football. He cares about winning. He saw a great talent. And he sees the opportunity to grab that great talent. So this idea of the Patriot way and we stand for certain things, I mean, that went out the window several years ago, in my opinion.
Jacoby, how do you read this?
Well, I can't believe I'm surprised by the NFL messing up discipline once again. I really think that he should be on the exempt list. I understand that the nuance. I understand it's a civil case and it's not a criminal case, but all they have to do is say, listen, because of the severity of the accusations, because it's an ongoing investigation, we're going to put him on the exempt list because we don't want to see him play football in Miami with the logo on his chest on Sunday. I think that would be awful.
Sarah Spain?
Yeah, I agree. I think the league is missing out here on the opportunity to use something right in front of them. That commissioner's exempt list allows them to essentially not say, we believe you're guilty, we believe you're innocent, we just believe we need a little time. And since he's come to a new team and he's relatively inexperienced in terms of this Patriots offense, it makes sense and it won't be as offensive to fans or even to the Patriots if he has to sit out one extra week while they at least give the guise of looking into this. If he plays and this becomes worse and it does become a criminal case, which can happen once investigators look into it, and then this becomes much bigger, it's going to look terrible that the NFL appeared not to care.
Mina Kimes?
Yeah, I would have used the list. It's important to note it is paid leave, and they have actually put a player on the list in the past without a criminal case in Kareem Hunt. I'm surprised that the Patriots are rushing him to get him on the field because of what Jackie said. If they didn't know about his civil allegations, what else don't they know? What makes them think they should trust him going forward?
Jackie, you want to add to that one last thing?
Well, so, you know, the other part of the Patriot way is you follow the line, and if you don't, we get rid of you. But they just paid him, so it'll be interesting to see how much latitude Antonio Brown is given.
We'll move on. Saints-Rams, for the first time since the last time. Whatever became of this play, I wonder. Mina Kimes, how big, how revengey, how much of a shadow do you think last year casts Sunday?
It's pretty revengey. It's like John Wick level revengey. This team is angry. Yeah. Not at the Rams, but they're angry at the NFL, and they want to prove that they deserve to be in the Super Bowl. I think they've got a good shot at it with Alvin Kamara against a run defense in the Rams. It didn't look that good.
Dara Spain?
Yeah, this is very revengey, and as much as it is obviously on the Saints side, the Rams as well, to prove that they didn't need that no call to get the win. I think it's going to be something that's also very absolving for everyone once they play this.
Oh, you do? We can maybe you believe stop talking about there's going to be absolution? There's going to be resolution? There's going to be some
feeling? At least as far as highlights and discussion of this every time we see these.
Oh, you don't think it's ever going to be brought up again, basically? They're just going to be able to bury this?
Oh, I think it will, Tony. Maybe just not.
Yes. Jacoby, what can we expect reasonably for this weekend's game?
Well, here's what I think. I think the players don't really care. But one thing I expect a lot of scrutiny from the refs. If I'm a referee, I think I'm more nervous for this than anything else. I do not want to be in this game. I'm taking vacation. I'm calling in sick. I'm faking an injury. Like, when they got this assignment, I'm sure they were not happy about it.
Jackie back.
And you know what? You're right, David. You know what else is true about this is no matter what call, if it's egregious or just a little bit bad, all the calls are going to be blown up in this game. Every call is going to be under the microscope from quarter one to quarter four. I will say this, though. If I'm the New Orleans Saints, I'm not going to be too vengey, revengey, or anything else like that because I need to win this football game. The NFL season is so short. You can't get caught up in the wrong things from week to week.
All right, let's break down this game in a time. What did you see from the Saints this past week, and of course the Rams this past week? Who do you like in this game?
I like the Saints. Don't love Breeze on the road, but I love Kamara's chances.
Dara Spain?
Well, I had it nailed down yesterday, so I'm going to go for 0-2.
Thank you for reminding us. Yes, of course you did. Jacoby?
I've got the Saints. Sean McVay himself said he was having trouble preparing for them.
And Jackie Mack.
All right, just to make it fun, I'll take the Rams.
Just to make it fun, you've got a ball. And watch out, Marsha Brady situation.
Ow.
Jacoby, is that a lead?
Marsha.
16, Kimes 15.
Marsha.
McMullen 13.
Prove to me it's not Monday. Prove it, Tony Reale.
By yourself.
Prove it.
Yeah, exactly.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Xfinity. Get the ultimate in-home Wi-Fi experience with Xfinity X5. Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
More for week two. Ravens, Cardinals, Cowboys, Washington. Spotlight on the quarterbacks in these games. Lamar Jackson and Dak Prescott. Encore performances after opening week. Incomprehensible games from those two. And also in that Baltimore game, it's Jackson and Kyler Murray head-to-head. Mina, who's more likely to repeat their week one performance?
I'm giving it to Dak by a hair. I think both quarterbacks will play well, but Dak gets the benefit of the doubt because of his experience and also because the Washington defense is going to be missing Jonathan Allen. When he went out last week, they melted down.
Dara Spain?
Yeah, I think they'll both be great too, but I'm giving it by a hair to Lamar Jackson because I watched that Cardinals defense give up 100 plus yards and a score to TJ Hockenson, and the tight end for the Ravens had almost exactly the same line against his team in the first week. So I think it's going to be a great Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews matchup there.
Mm-hmm. And how about you, Jacoby?
I don't have as much hair to give away to these young ladies, but I'll say this. I'm buying Lamar. They're playing against the Cardinals, who gave up 385 yards and 3 touchdowns to Matt Stafford. They gave up 20 points in the first half to the Lions. I think Lamar is going to run and throw all over.
You think he's going to run? Because we didn't see a lot of running from him last week. That was the other headline from that game. Okay. Jackie Mack, who are you picking here? Dak, Lamar, Kyler Murray? You want to throw him in here?
I'm going to take Dak. Yeah. And I think it's because of what Mina said. The secondary's beat up. It's not just Jonathan Allen. And I do have some concerns. If I'm Terrell Suggs and I'm playing for the Cardinals and I'm lining up against Lamar Jackson, I still have a lot of angst and anger about my former team, and I might take it out on somebody, presumably the
quarterback. Okay. Yes, the quarterback must go down, and they must go down hard. We'll move on. Browns, Jets. We'll have to wait till Monday night. But Odell Beckham, he said he's going to be on the field against Greg Williams' defense after saying this.
Probably just got to watch out for the cheap shots and the dirty hits and all the things that he likes to teach. I had players on this team telling me that that's what he was telling them to do. Take me out of the game, and it's preseason, so.
Greg Williams' response today. Roll tape.
Odell who? That was a joke.
Okay. We don't do
that. Never done that anywhere I've been. We don't do anything to hurt the team.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, how do you hear from Beckham? How do you hear from Williams?
I can't imagine why he was suspended for an entire season if he's never done this anywhere he's ever been. Look at some of the tape even just from week one and some of the hits that those Jets players took at Bills players after the whistle or the play was dead. This is very clearly happening, and I think the referees are going to have an extra eye on it because of what Odell Beckham Jr. said.
Very clearly happening that Williams players play to the whistle and beyond. You believe they say, Odell Beckham Jr., that's the guy we want off the field? You believe that happened?
I believe they say it about all the stars on the opposing team. I think that's what Greg Williams says, yeah.
Kobe?
Well, you don't target players that don't produce. It's an honor to be targeted. If you're Odell Beckham Jr., look, he's a superstar. He produces on the field. He's one of the best receivers in the league. You're going to get targeted, and it's up to the referees to call it. And him lobbying for it will actually get the referees to call it. Well played by Odell.
So you think this was just a little gamesmanship from Odell Beckham, or at least applying a little pressure on referees. Jackie, how do you read it?
So we're only week two into the NFL season, and this is clearly the lamest tape I have seen so far this season.
All right.
First of all, a stupid joke about Odell Beckham,
yeah, yeah.
And then you try to undermine Odell Beckham at the end of his little claim, and then you say you've never done this to anybody. Forget about New Orleans. What about all the players in Buffalo? What about all the players in our nation's capital who played for him in Washington? That's about the worst disingenuous 15 seconds
Woo!
I've seen in a while.
Don't get Jackie started
Terrible.
Here. All right. Mina Kimes.
Terrible.
Light him up. Woo. I thought this was extremely credible from Odell. Everyone knows Williams' history. We know about Bounty Gate. And I also think it was smart for the reasons that my colleagues have pointed out. It's good to put this in the air. It's good for the refs to be cognizant of it. And I'll say this. I wish I owned Odell Beckham Jr. in fantasy because I think he's going to go off.
Notice what Mina did there. It was a somewhat veteran maneuver. She said, I agree with this for the points some of my fellow panelists have brought up. She didn't say Jacoby's name because she knows she's competing with somebody in Jacoby. Who's
and because I said it too.
Well, I mean... We know what you said, Sarah. We'll move on.
What's
Buy or sell three, the Tide Loyalty Points Program. The story from the New York Times that Alabama and Nick Saban are tracking student fans via a phone app to see if they're leaving Alabama games early, penalizing them if they are. Jacoby, buy or sell.
I am selling this. I am selling all of this. I mean, you really, is Alabama, is that what we're doing? Alabama has a problem? Are there fair weather fans in Alabama? Has anyone been to Tuscaloosa? They live, eat, sleep, and breathe Alabama football. And also applying some sort of like point system to that. Who wants to work with some weird point system?
Watch yourself here. You're going the wrong way now, Jacoby. Jackie Mack, how about you?
Well, there's something a little Orwellian about this whole idea. And not only that, you and I both know it's not going to work. Because the minute you have rush week, you just hand it to the kids. This is their form of hazing. They have to stay for a really lousy game that Alabama is going to beat somebody by 60 points. So I'm going to go out and tailgate while you hold my little app for me and I roll up all the points. It's not going to work.
While you hold my little app for me. I like the idea that the app is a physical thing in your mind, Jackie Mack. Mina Kimes, how about you?
I'm selling this not because of Saban's surliness, that's a given, but because of the privacy aspect. It's one thing for an app that, I don't know, turns your face into a dog's face to know your location. It's another for a public institution, a college, to be tracking where students are. That's actually pretty alarming in my opinion.
Sarah Spain?
Yeah, I mean, at least Jackie Mack didn't mention record players, so we shouldn't be too hard on her, right? Listen, I
like
think
record
that
players.
This
I have
is
two
exactly...
of them.
Vinyl's back, baby. I think that the meanest point is the one that's right. Did we think that Facebook was going to give away our information? Did we think Equifax was going to give away?
Oh,
do we really just trust
right.
that the AD
oh.
of a school tells you that you're not tracking? And so we believe the AD of a school? Come on.
All right. Mina's right. Then Mina gets the points. And that gets her to 21. Although a scoring adjustment might be needed, because I noticed everybody laughed at Jacoby's line calling out the scoring system on this show. Oh, if you're laughing at that line, then I'll take that for those points. And that man is on fire today. We're going to see what the rookie has in showdown. Jackie Mack and Jacoby, showdown on the other side.
All right. I don't know what just happened.
There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy.
David Jacoby, Jackie McMullen, welcome to Showdown. Good luck. Last night's game, let's spotlight this one play. Spotting here. I always have an issue with this in the NFL. How hard would a microchip be, honestly? I don't even know how hard a microchip would be. But last night with the spotting, Jacoby, do you think the league looks at that and says, this is just the way it is, man? Or should they see it as, we got to get better at this?
I actually think they look at it and say, this is the way it is, man, because it is the way it is. I mean, you can't put a microchip in there. I mean, like, of course the guy with the virtual reality studio wants to add tech to everything.
It's augmented reality. Thank you very much.
No, Tony, how about a microprocessor?
Microprocessor. There you go, Jackie.
Microprocessor. Remember, too, that yellow line doesn't exist in
this,
real time.
None of this exists. You see, got one guy's dropping the ball, and because he dropped the ball, the other one threw him, they move back another yard. You cannot have that. Get our brightest minds from MIT to get a microprocessor, and let's move on. Jaguars, Texans, Sunday. Houston's going to try to have to come back after that loss Monday night. But whether the legend of Gardner Minshew the second grows, okay? Jackie, first to you. What can Gardner Minshew do for you Sunday?
You know what? The thing is, he doesn't have to complete 88% of his passes like he did in week one. All I am hoping is that his teammates, all the passes that he didn't complete, they actually dropped them. This week, just catch three more than you would have the previous week. That would be fair.
This is what I want from my quarterback. I want a quarterback that works out naked. I want a quarterback that wears a holster full of Crown Royal at all times. This is Gardner Minshew.
You know, he's Gardner Minshew the second, and there is no Gardner Minshew the first. Jackie McMullen, you took down the rookie in the first game. There you go, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
Tony, I'm a little sadder today because one of my favorite NBA players, Sean Livingston, has announced his retirement. No surprise, because we know that he had parted ways with the Golden State Warriors. But what people should remember is he had one of the most devastating knee injuries in the history of sports. He could have come back and felt bad. Instead, he became a great part of those Warriors championship teams. They wouldn't have done it without him. Happy trails to you, Sean.
Jacoby, don't be a stranger. Knock on our door. We'll open it. See you Monday.